Our first scripture reading comes from Numbers 27, 16 through 18. Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint someone over the congregation who shall go out before them and come in before them, who shall lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep without a shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand upon him. Here ends our first scripture reading.
16, from who the whole body joined and knit together by every ligament in which is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth and building itself up in love.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Cody Curry. I am a Life Scout for Troop 451. And growing up in Boy Scouts was very frightening for me at first. I mean, I had Cub Scouts, sure, but to me, Boy Scouts was a big step. There was a lot to learn, and with new people, it was a little overwhelming. Luckily, the Scoutmasters, Doug Marks and Dave Estep, helped me understand how it worked for meetings and such. After a while, I became comfortable with Boy Scouts. I wasn't shy anymore, and I became excited for Mondays. Not a lot of people are excited for Mondays. Now campouts are a big thing in scouting, going out in patrols and planning your meals and such for the campout. Usually you have a patrol leader or a senior patrol leader's help for planning all this, always knowing what to do and to help whenever it is needed. Granted, the scoutmasters were there too if any additional help was needed. Mostly though, the scouts worked together and figured things out. Last summer, I worked at a Boy Scout camp called Mensinger. I was a counselor there for merit badges. Scouts that were scheduled for handicraft merit badges, handicraft was the area that I worked in. The first subject I would cover would be first aid. I would always quiz them after I instructed them what to do just to see if they remembered. If they didn't remember, we would cover it again. Showing them how to use the tools to build certain things, they would throw ideas out on the table to figure out what to craft and would help each other when other scouts needed it. I would help out too when a scout was having trouble. When they all finished though, they felt accomplished with what they created. Now, as I am a Life Scout, I am working on my Eagle Scout project, which is remodeling the fourth grade room in the Asbury Hall. I have called some friends over to help me with my project. I would instruct them as to what we were doing, and my dad and I would show them how to install the ceiling tiles. Once everyone knew what to do, we worked hard and got most of it done until we hit a beam in the ceiling. Luckily, we found a way to put the ceiling tiles in around that obstacle, which we celebrated by chowing down on some pizza at my home. Leadership is a trait that many people have, whether they decide to express it or not. To help others along the way while showing them it's okay to make mistakes, that is when we grow the most. Giving that person hope and helping them express leadership themselves. When you have leadership, you can have teamwork. Everyone collaborating with each other to achieve that common goal they all strive to achieve. Working like a well-oiled machine to reach that goal. Teamwork is a simple concept, but a hard one to master. Finding the chemistry with each other to improve that machine. When you finally master teamwork, you can achieve anything. Will you pray with me as I say the Scout's Prayer? Our Father, make us trustworthy, for there are those who trust us. Make us loyal, for through loyalty we reach our highest ideals. Teach us to be helpful, for through helpfulness do we forget our selfness. Make us friendly, for there are so many who need a friend. Train us in courtesy, for courtesy is the carpet on life's floor. Make us kind, for kindness is the oil in the cogs of life's machinery. Insist upon our obedience, for victory comes only to him who obeys. Cheerfulness is the green grass among the rocks in the path of life. Train us in thrift, for thrifty habits brighten our future. Make us brave, brave in the dark and brave in the light, but save us from becoming faker in bravery. Help us to be clean, clean in thoughts, in speech, and in deed. And may we remember that our bodies are thy holy temples, and that any abuse thereof is to tamper with thy great plans. Above all, O God, help us to be reverent toward all things which thou hast made for our enjoyment. When we are in thy great out of doors, among the trees, along the streams, and on the hillsides, may we know it was thee who made the waters to flow, the trees to reach heavenward, the mountains to endure to all ages. In all these things we ask that thou wilt help us. And may we never forget the scout oath to which we all have pledged ourselves, so that through thy help we may live these points of our scout law. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Some of you already know me, but for those of you who don't, my name is Megan Enos, and I am a Girl Scout ambassador in Troop 3555. That said, being an ambassador pretty much makes my troop the elderly group when it comes to Girl Scout events, because by now, most of the girls our age have made the decision to exit scouting. There just never seems to be enough time, or it's too much work. And believe me, unless you've stood out in the cold wind at 8 o'clock on a Thursday night after a long day of school and smiled at strangers, asking them politely if they would like to buy cookies, just to have a majority of them shift their eyes away and pretend that they can't hear you or sneak out the other door so that they aren't tempted to buy any, it's hard to understand just how difficult scouting can be. This also happens to be just what binds us together. When asked to speak today, I looked up the word teamwork and Google defined it as the combined action of a group of people, especially when effective and efficient. Effective and efficient? Those words almost seemed laughable as I compared memories of my troop trying to pick a date that we were all able to go on a trip, or struggling through a meeting as we all goofily made faces across the table at one another to a stereotypical vision of teamwork in my head. Maybe a group of business associates gathered around a table, working diligently to create a plan, all straight-faced and serious. But then I got thinking. My troop is small, and I mean small, standing at only 4 of us girls. But this minuscule group of ours knows teamwork better than any other. Although the troop is small, each of us is very busy in our personal lives. Between school, sports, religion, extracurricular activities, and all the joys of a teenage life, it is next to impossible to ever get the whole troop in one place. But once every blue moon, we do. Even things as simple as convening takes teamwork, and of course, two amazing leaders who help us organize and give suggestions. But the fact that we're all so busy and still find time to meet is evidence of how great we are working together. It's with teamwork that we are able to solve problems, schedule meetings, and build off of and improve each other's ideas. In fact, Girl Scouts played a huge part in teaching us how to use teamwork in the first place through meetings and missions to earn badges and learn. Your troop is your family. You do everything you can to help out the others whenever they need help, such as physical help, such as earning a badge, or emotional, such as listening and giving advice when something is weighing on their chest. And of course, there's always the midnight bonding sessions, singing duets from High School Musical 2 just slightly too loudly. Without teamwork, none of this would be possible. And that brings me to leadership. Leadership and teamwork don't go together, do they? You can't have both at the same time, right? Actually, that's pretty far from right. As much as Girl Scouts has taught me about teamwork, it has also taught me how to be a good leader. Sometimes being a leader means working with others to create something and contributing the best of your abilities. It also means knowing when to help and when to accept help. Leadership is encouraging the small band of girls to focus when working on plans and making sure everyone is having fun and not feeling left out or excluded when we're hanging out. Girl Scouts taught me that a leader is always striving to do better and achieve more while making sure that those around you are as well. In a troop, everyone is a leader in their own way and with their own contributions. A leader is good with teamwork. It is scouting that I have to thank for showing me the amazing things that these values can achieve. When I am long done with scouts, they will stay with me forever. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First United Methodist Church in Turlock, California. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons non-commercial share-alike license. For more information about our church, visit www.fumcturlock.org or call the church at 209-668-3000. Visitors are always welcome. And now, may the peace of the Lord dwell in your hearts this day, and may God bless you.